The Maumee River runs more than 100 miles before emptying into Lake Erie in Ohio, and it carries a lot of the farm runoff that triggers algae blooms. Author and researcher Ryan Schnurr spent a week last summer walking the river and tracing its history. I spoke with him about his new book that details those experiences. It's called In the Watershed.
So I started in Fort Wayne, where the river starts, and walked to the end of the river, where the mouth, where it opens up into Lake Erie. It was like 7 or 8 days, and I did walk during late summer, early August. So it was originally motivated by the fact that one of my interests about the river was the algae blooms in Lake Erie. And so I was hoping that maybe I could time this to kind of really see the river during the time when we're kind of leading up to this algae bloom situation. And so I wasn't able to do that. The river wasn't blooming when I got to Toledo, but then I, you know, sort of regretted it several times on the trip when I'm sweating myself to sleep in this bivy sack on the backyard or whatever.
Right. And so I do want to get to the algae blooms, but I also want to talk about the physicality of walking that whole way and canoeing that little part of that and why.
I think I have a tendency to engage with things intellectually and not necessarily on the physical level. And so for me, I had gotten to a point, I think, with my research on the Maumee and my reading about the Maumee that I really felt like I knew a lot about the river, but I didn't feel that I knew the river. So part of it was actually that I had made this book pitch and I thought, I really need something more than just this research that I've experienced. And I thought, well, you know, why not walk and canoe it? I'm not really an outdoorsman. I'm not the type to make a long hike or whatever, but I thought that would be a really good way to spend some time with the river and getting to understand the river as a character in this story.
For me personally, my only experience with the Maumee River is in the context of algae blooms.
Yeah.
What do you want people to know about the river that have maybe a strong negative feeling about it because of that one part of it?
I think it's important that people think of algae blooms when they think of the Maumee River, because that's certainly like an ecological catastrophe, you know, of our time that we're dealing with. But I think that I would want people to understand that the Maumee River is so much more than that, and that it has, you know, existed for so long and been part of so many of the various stories of what's happened in this region, from, you know, human and non-human stories, and stories of landscape and stories of pollution and stories of thriving ecology. And that all of these things that happen, like algae blooms, they're not only ecological issues, they're also historical issues. And they arise as a result of specific historical processes and ways of living in this region.
What did this trip do for you?
There were so many small lessons, I think, that came to overwhelm any large lessons that I would have learned. But I just came to understand a watershed a little bit more and what it means to live in a watershed and to be part of this sort of broader ecological, hydrological system. But it became very personal to me. I started to realize just the interconnectedness of everything within a watershed, and how understanding the river helped me to understand sort of so much else about where I lived and the history of the region, really.
That was author Ryan Schnurr. His new book, In the Watershed, A Journey Down the Maumee River, is out now.